When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode, number 509, I'm welcoming you to the show, Isabel Tom.
I think our kids also appreciate, you know, they are in a social environment where everybody has phones and is constantly just like not giving you their attention. And I have found that it is the older people in my life who they're listening to me. They are not checking their phones. They're not like looking over there and saying like, I got to do this. Hold on one second. They are just like ready to listen. And so they have that availability.
Isabel, a self-described retired grandkid, is also a mom and a daughter, and today she is sharing insights from her book she wrote, The Value of Wrinkles. She has a background working with the elderly and grew up in a multi-generational household. She has a great perspective on how much joy and life we can bring to the generation that has gone before us and how much of a mutual blessing it can be to us and our kids. She also gives really simple ways to involve our kids in connecting with their grandparents and creating meaningful conversations. She has made this grandkid investigator kit that I already have looked through, and it is super cool, giving your kids missions to have intentional conversations with their grandparents, ask questions that you may not even know the answers to. And she gives advice on how to talk to your kids, scripts on things like dementia and physical constraints. So let's get right to it. Here we go. Isabel, welcome to the Don't Mom Alone podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, in over 500 episodes, I've never had this conversation. So that's fun for me.
Awesome.
And I think that, well, first of all, I'd love for you to introduce everyone to yourself and your family. And then we'll get going.
Sure. So my name is Isabel Tom. My close family and friends like to call me Belle. I'm a mom of 3 kids. I have a girl and 2 boys, and they're about 4 years apart. And my husband, he's a school teacher, and I like to serve the older generation. So I'm also the author of a book called The Value of Wrinkles, A Young Perspective on How Loving the Old Will Change Your Life. And I also created something called the Grandkid Investigator Kit.
I love it. And so was your job working with the elderly, like you had an elder care degree?
Yeah. So when I graduated from college, I had a degree in business, and I really thought, you know, I'm going to do something else. But my mom was like, you just need a job, get a job. That's all you need. And so I got a job at a local retirement community. And literally within like the first week, my eyes were opened and I really loved it.
Yeah. So we're going to hit the elephant in the room, because you said you hate when people draw this conclusion.
Okay.
The conclusion that, oh, of course you're going to cover this topic because, and I'm going to quote this, y'all don't, Asians do such a good job of honoring their parents. And I'm doing air quotes, which you have told me, like, culturally, there is an emphasis on that. But at times it can get muddled and look shinier from the outside than the reality of relationship on the inside. So talk to us about that.
I think I have a hard time talking about it, because I think from the outside, I've gotten this comment from older adults that I have worked with, and they're just like, you know, your family is so blessed. I just wish that my family was so respecting to the elderly. And yes, that's something that my family has taught me, and it is cultural. But I think that a lot of times on the outside, it can look really shiny. You can have those great family pictures, but every family has baggage. Every family has tough dynamics. But I think just sometimes in Asian families, we can get really caught up in the outward, you know, the outward acts. And from the heart, we might not really, our love for our elders might not be there. And I think there can be a lot of resentment. It's a very shame-based culture. So I hate to say this, but a lot of times we do things out of obligation and duty, and our heart may not be there.
And that's what's so interesting about your story, like your draw to the elder population. Yes, while you are exposed and it was modeled to you to care for your grandparents, great-grandparents, parents, that you kind of were drawn to elder care through other people's parents, you know, through your work.
Yeah, I think really what happened is, you know, I grew up living in a multi-generational household. So my mama and yaya, which is my paternal, you know, my paternal grandparents, I live with them for 26 years.
Oh my goodness.
Literally, I got married and moved out. That's when that was my ticket out. And, you know, people would expect, oh, of course, that's why you work with the elderly. Of course, that's why you love the elderly. But I say that I went from grumbling to being grateful. You know, God really changed my heart when I started working and serving older adults professionally. I just started learning things that helped me have perspective when I went home and I looked at my grandparents and I realized they're going through a tough time right now. You know, I really honestly just thought of them as older, my grandparents who were there, and they were going to get older and die. But God gave me perspective on all the things that could be going through their mind, all the tough transitions and adjustments and physical losses and, you know, losses of ones they loved and how that can really affect an older person.
It's you have such a unique perspective and story that then I think has so much to offer all of us. And like I said, I've never had this conversation before. But for parents, you know, whether we have a good or a bad relationship with our parents, and last week's episode kind of walked through that, or our grandparents, sometimes, like in last week's episode, it wasn't her mom who connected with her, but it was her grandparents and the gift that she experienced. But I still do think that in our culture, there's a disconnect between our kids and our parents or our grandparents. Like there's just not a lot of time. One, because we're not living in multi-generational homes, or there's just physical distance, states away. My parents never lived, well, except for the 1 year where they lived in our house, but they always lived in another state or another country. And so I'd love to hear like how like you got then motivated to help others see the value.
So I will say that I feel like I was a caregiver longer than I've been a parent. Okay. And so I feel like I served older adults. I was helping to care for my grandparents as they aged. I mean, really, my grandparents were very healthy. So they lived to 98 and 102. Wow. And I feel like my grandparents, it wasn't till like their later 90s where I started seeing, okay, now I'm shifting into this role of caring for them. And I will say my grandparents, you know, not every family has grandparents who are like the typical, stereotypical, super nice, super sweet, invest their time in their grandchildren. And I would say from if you lived inside my house, that wasn't the case either. But what I have learned as a parent is I think that God has given us family for a reason, right? Not just the parent and child relationship, but I think that now people are living longer and I think he has grandparents in there for a reason and he has the older generation there for a reason. I think number one, our elders, they're a resource that God gives us to help our kids learn about life. And these days, everything is very short term, very quick, right? And so when your kids are even around somebody who is older, they don't even have to talk to them to necessarily notice certain things. It helps them to develop a long-term perspective. And so me growing up in that environment, I looked at things differently because I was looking at what my grandparents were experiencing and realizing, okay, one day I'm probably going to deal with that. I mean, nobody was teaching me by like reading me off a textbook or anything like that, but I was watching what happens as you age and what happens. There are consequences that happen, you know, things that choices that you make that affect you later on. And then I think our kids, they're resources that God has given to us, if you're in the sandwich generation, to help improve the quality of life of their grandparents. I always say grandchildren bless without baggage. And I think, you know, God used me to really bless. I was the youngest one in the house and God used me. I was completely unaware of the drama sometimes that was going on, but he used me to bless my grandparents, to give them a second chance. And then ultimately, if you're just thinking about parenting topics, I think that God gives us the older generation because he's giving us an opportunity to teach our kids how to relate to people who are different than them. Mm-hmm. And this is something that our kids have to do, whether they're getting a new job, you know, they're going into the workforce, or whether they're going into school and they are meeting kids who are different. Or, you know, when you get married, you're going to meet somebody who's very different from you. And I think that older adults are often the most gracious. They're the most gracious when kids are learning, let's say, social skills or, you know, just how to relate to somebody. You can have a little kid tell their grandparent that their hair, like, what kind of haircut did you get? That looks very ugly. And the grandparent will laugh at that, you know? And so they are so gracious to forgive and give them a second chance.
That's great. No, I think, yeah, all the benefits, right? Like you said, that perspective. We were at my in-laws yesterday, in fact, and my mother-in-law brought out a book that was her mom's from high school with like memories and pictures. And we realized she graduated high school in 1928, 100 years before my current freshman is going to graduate high school. And we were just thinking, like we were just, we're talking, man, can you imagine when she was graduating high school? She had no idea that exactly 100 years later, her great-grandson would have the same graduation. Yeah. Last two digits, you know, class of 28. Anyway, and I just think when they are in, for the moms of teens right now, you may think, oh, my teenagers would never want to hang out with their grandparents. There is a level of perspective that what I'm going through right now is not forever.
Yeah.
It's we can tell them that. But I do think like without teaching, it's teaching. It's teaching that this goes on and wow, look how dated these pictures look and I don't know. And the world keeps going.
Yeah.
And that's kind of comforting, I would think, when life feels really heavy as a sophomore or junior in high school.
Yeah. I think it kind of like knocks you out of your current stuck state and you start to see something completely different. I am in community Bible study and I lead a group and we're online. And the reason why we're online is because a lot of the ladies in my group, they're older. And so they're either caring for a spouse or they're caring for a child or they're caring for somebody who is, you know, they're just in that position or they can't drive far or something like that. And so the things that they say that remind me like, okay, Belle, let's look at this differently. You know, like you're dealing with something with your husband. You know, this is a really huge blessing because right now your husband's healthy. So I think it really just gives you a different perspective. I think the other thing too that I really appreciate is that as parents, we are so busy. I mean, I woke up with like 50 million different things that I was supposed to do and things that I should do. And so I think our minds are just so not just distracted. We just naturally have a lot of things to do in this season. But I think grandparents or the older adults that are in our kids' lives, are in their neighborhoods, in their churches, they have a life that is just slower paced and they have time for them. So, you know, I think there are times as a mom I have gone to visit an older friend and it's like I can calm down.
Like your whole body pace and your soul kind of breathes a little bit. Like there's margin in their life that
exactly. Yeah. Like I feel like we live in a very frenzy, like in a frenzy. And so I think our kids also appreciate, you know, they are in a social environment where everybody has phones and is constantly just like not giving you their attention. And I have found that it is the older people in my life who they're listening to me. They are not checking their phones. They're not like looking over there and saying like, I got to do this. Hold on one second. Yeah. They are just like ready to listen. And so they have that availability.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What I've noticed so far is in none of our conversation have we said that they're babysitting.
No. Yeah.
Let's talk about that. What is like, because, okay, one thing I thought of when we thought about having this conversation is with Don't Mom Alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That isolation of our culture, especially in the Western American culture of like everybody do your own thing. It does overly burden the mom.
Yeah.
And if we do share the load of that mentally, or even I think our kids, like we've talked about, benefit from these relationships. So they are being mothered. They are being cared for by an outside person. And that lightens your load.
Like
the more people in their lives who demonstrate unconditional love or acceptance or listening, and even if your parents, you don't think that they are good at that.
Yeah.
The child might feel unconditionally loved where you did not from that parent.
Yeah, what I say is that grandparents, they add an extra layer of love and attention and availability that helps them develop resiliency in life. And I think you could be the best parent. I had great parents, but what my grandparents did is they nurtured me in a different way.
Yeah.
And that was really, really valuable.
I think that's true. I mean, I think it's so true. Like, and I do think that one generation away, there's not that pressure to perform in the same way that your parents might have felt from them.
Yeah.
Or the disconnected relationship. I just think there's a tenderness there and to give it a shot. So yes, but we haven't yet said that it has anything to do with babysitting. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, it'd be so nice if my parents lived nearby so that they could babysit their grandkids.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen this both ways. I've heard grandparents who are like, they won't let me babysit them, or they get really angry at me. And then I've heard parents who are like, yes, I wish my parents babysat more. Okay. So when it comes to babysitting, I think we have to remember first that grandparents, there are different types of grandparents and they all work differently. There are some grandparents who are great at playing with their kids. There are also some moms who are great at playing with their kids and like to. And there are some who that's not their thing. And so I think it's important to recognize that. But I think when you help your kids connect with their grandparents, you help the grandparents become better babysitters. Because often I think the kids and the grandparents, they speak a completely different language and they might not know how to relate with each other. And so that's why oftentimes I think when you think of grandparents, you think of babysitting and you think of gifts. And I think that grandparents give gifts because they don't know how to relate sometimes. So when you as a parent can help kind of bridge that gap and help the kids get to know their grandparents more, relate to them better, and vice versa, it just makes for a better relationship.
So let's do that. Like, I'm like, yes, exactly. I know that my mom and my in-laws, they would love to have a good relationship with their grandkids, but it is hard to foster and it's hard to know what my part is in that. And especially with teens, I think for me, some of that connection was easier when they were little and they could just draw with each other or play with toys. Or
I think the kids are less, I don't want to say they're less aware when they're younger, but they can, I say they bless as their babies. They can cry and the grandparents are like, that's so cute. But as they get older, I think it can be hard for grandparents because they're like, what do I talk to them about? And they might just say the same question like, how was your day? What did you do? And then the teen's like, oh, she asks me that every single time. You know? And then it's like, that's that. All right.
Yeah. The over-questioned. Yeah. So what do we do? Help us. Isabel? Is or Belle? Can I call you Belle?
You
rest
can call
of-
me Belle. Okay. That's what
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in the club.
All right. So I think first, these are things that I have learned as I have raised my kids and I still try to implement in my as I talk with them. So I think one of the things that I started off doing with my daughter when she was really young, she's 12 now, but even when she was like 3 or 4, I really wanted to help her to realize that she has a superpower to be able to bless the older generation. And I say that the younger you are, like your superpower is even bigger. So you can almost do anything and it can be such a simple gesture. And the grandparent, the older person is so blessed. And I give the example of like when I'm walking my kids to school and I say like, let's say hi to that person, you know, and it would be an older, elderly man or woman. I have literally had this happen where I will say, hi, good morning. And the person just kind of gives me like a nod. And I'm like, oh. And then my daughter or my child will say hello. And it's like that person is just so overjoyed that a younger person thought of them. Mm-hmm. So when I used to go visit the nursing home, there are times I would bring my daughter. When I only had two, I would bring them. And I would tell my daughter, all you need to do, did you know that like if you just wave and you smile and you just say hello, you are going to brighten their day like 100,000,000% because just the fact that you acknowledge them is huge. So I try to encourage kids of all ages, whether they're teens or young adults or 5-year-olds, I try to help them to realize that you have a superpower. When you call your grandparent, you can call them and talk to them for a minute. And it could be, who knows what you're talking about? You could just tell them about your day. Your grandparents just going to be so, they're going to be beaming because their grandchild took the time to call them. And it's just those simple gestures. It could be, hey, grandma, do you want to sit next to me? That's all. Like, it is very easy for kids to do that. And so I really think it's so important to help them to realize that they can have impact. And I think kids, they want to have impact. Young adults, they want to have impact. Teens, they want to have impact. And they do not have to travel to a third world country. They do not have to volunteer in a homeless shelter to do that. They can do that in their own home, in their own neighborhood. They can offer to shovel a neighbor's, you know, snow and like, boom, they just got on that person's soft side, good side so easily.
Yeah. Walk the dog. That's what we have a lady who is a widow in a couple houses down. For years we've had relationship with her and she'll just text me, anyone available to walk Hattie? And I'm like, we'll see. I'll send out the text. We'll see who's available.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they don't recognize. So I think love that language. I love that ability to say, this is your superpower to bless. And it is so true. Like a smile and a wave from a kid. Even when I'm on a walk, because I am I love the babies. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to get them to smile and laugh. So if they give me that feedback,
any acknowledgement, you're like, yes.
Fills you up.
Well, yeah. So there is a couple. Do you want me to share a couple other things?
100%.
There's a couple. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
keep going.
Okay. There are a lot of things that we guide our kids through. But when it comes to the older generation, we like just leave them and we expect that they should just be in the same room and talk to each other. I think we have to help them to understand. I say help them understand what's going on. So they may notice that something is happening with their grandparent. Maybe the grandparent fell, or maybe dementia is a huge thing, right? We want to be able to understand and explain things to them so that they don't come up with their own explanations, especially if they're younger, right? For example, it's very possible that a child may, their grandparent may have dementia. And if you don't explain to them what dementia is, then they're going to come up with something like, grandma's gone crazy, you know? And so it's really important for us, whether you use just like a scientific definition or whatever, you explain to them in kid language and dial it down. It's so important to do that. If you don't explain to them things, then a child's going to be more afraid to interact with somebody who's different. Let's just think of, you know, your child sees somebody in a wheelchair. Well, they're going to be a little afraid because it's different for them. But if you start having conversations and say like, look, her wheelchair does this. Isn't that really cool? Or did you know this is why she uses it? I think that's very helpful. One of the best examples I have is my daughter. We were visiting a friend at a nursing home, and we happened to see this guy with a hook as his hand. Mm-hmm. And like, I think I was a little afraid too, you know, like, what is this?
It's different, yeah.
And we ended up going up to this man and asking him about his hook. And so he started showing us how it works, how he can pick things up with it. And it all of a sudden became less scary. Mm. And so I think it's so important for us to explain things to our kids. The next thing is just to prompt them. Sometimes it's just saying, make sure you say goodbye to grandma, or did you tell grandma about this? You know, I think one thing you raised up is broken relationships. That in a lot of families, we have broken relationships. So going back to that, the idea of helping kids understand things, if you don't talk to the grandparents often, sometimes you can't, right? I think you mentioned before we got on that, like, sometimes you might not be in a situation where the grandparent is safe. Yeah. Well, just talking through with your kid about why this is happening, or just, you know, grandpa didn't make a good choice, and so this is why he's dealing with this right now. Mm-hmm. I think those examples, that's a life example, a real life example of choices. And so mm-hmm. they can learn whether their grandparent is a good example or a poor example, unfortunately. Like, we don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm.
But rather than just like, we don't even kind of like, we don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, exactly.
We just don't talk about it, to like, well, we already don't have relationship. We might as well communicate why, so that there's a little bit of learning for their own journey and their path. Because what this means is disruption, not just hard consequences that might, you know, but like relational consequences.
Yeah. Like, so if you're going to visit a grandparent, and let's say the grandparent can be quite straightforward, maybe even rude.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that having them go visit their grandparent means they're going to learn to be rude as well. No, this can be an example where before you go, you're going to set the stage and say, like, you know, I just want you to know that sometimes grandpa does say things that are inappropriate, and you're teaching them something. Mm-hmm. You're also going to teach them what's not okay and how they can relate with that person as well. Like I said, relating with somebody who's different than them and what to do in that situation. The way that we act, we're an example for our kids. So they're going to watch what we do. And so I think it's just a great way, you know, when we model behavior. So I know that there are times where my grandpa was not kind. I mean, we lived with him 26 years. My parents were there. They were stressed out. It's not easy to live with other adults. And so, you know what I saw? I saw throughout my parents' lives how they honored them still. And that is something that God tells us to do. Maybe not obey them, right, when you're adults, but honor them. And so I saw instances where my dad, he still extended kindness and forgiveness, even though maybe his own father was not always, might have been harsh. Mm. And I think this is just real life of, you know, families are messy. And even in the Bible, they were messy. So yeah.
Not a clean one in the bunch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's just a teaching opportunity for our kids.
Tell me about your grandkid investigator kit, because that could be a good tool in this situation of guiding them to be curious, you know?
So I developed that, let's see, in 2023. And really the hope was, you know, my kids, they don't live with their grandmas. And so my mom and my mother-in-law are still living. And I want them to be able to benefit, like experience the same benefits that I did from being with my grandparents, living with my grandparents, but they're not going to see them as often. So how can I be intentional about that? So I ran a camp, and then it eventually became a kit. But basically the whole idea is there are missions that I assign kids to help them to interview and ask questions and learn about the adventures their grandparents have been on. And it's meant to make intergenerational connection fun. So we have things like Operation Marshmallow, where there's like a prompted worksheet that their job is to find out, call, and initiate that conversation with the grandparent. And they'll ask questions like, do you like sweet or salty? Do you like going out to eat, or do you like eating in? And not only are they asking them and learning things about them, what they're doing is part of my background is an end of life care. And the reality is their grandparents are one day going to get older. And I think grandkids can be a powerful piece in caring for their grandparents. What they're doing is they are learning about them in ways that are going to be able to help them and their parents, like us as adult children, to be able to serve our aging parents when they're older. If you know that somebody likes warm water instead of cold water, then there's going to come a time when your aging parent is no longer going to be able to speak or have the energy to. And if you know what your loved one wants, like, boom, you just gave them quality care. You didn't have to have millions of dollars to send them to a retirement community, but you were able to love them just by knowing one thing about them.
Mm. I think we could probably listen in on those conversations and learn right alongside our kids.
Yeah, so it's really using the kids and helping them to use their superpower, but acknowledging the fact that sometimes us as adult children, we have a hard time relating with our parents. And so let the kids use their curiosity and let them bless the grandparents with it. I think grandparents often feel like they're just birthday gifts and babysitting. And so this was an opportunity to allow grandparents to feel seen and heard and allow them to connect with grandkids. So really just, I wanted to be that connector and help parents who are so busy, who don't have the time to do that, to create something and to give them a tool. That was fun.
And what age are you thinking?
So, I mean, it can be used, I believe it can be used any age from like 5 to young adulthood. But I think I have seen 10-year-olds, interestingly enough, really, really benefit from this and really get into it. I think it's because they can read. They're starting to get curious. They start to ask more questions. I had some grandkids find out like that their grandparent, their grandma liked to play with tarantulas when they were younger and toads. So like, the whole idea is you think about the Guinness Book of World Records. Have you heard of that? And the Weird But True. Have you heard of those? The National Geographic books. My son loves those books. And the reality is so many grandparents want to share their story, but their stories are about 500 hours long. And kids have very short attention spans. Adults have short attention spans. So it's meant to like pull out these cool facts.
Yeah.
So that we can see like, okay, this is something worth, this is a relationship that I want to dig into more.
And is it like, it has the prompts and is there space where the kid will write in, or could you write it in if they don't like writing? Because my boys never have any tasks that involves writing.
Yeah. So there are some that are just circling. Okay. And then there are some, it does have space for you to write in the answers. So for example, one of the missions, Operation Time Travel, is kind of like a Mad Libs. And you fill out the silly story about, you know, your grandparents' childhood home. And then there's the real story. And there are questions for you to ask, like, did you have to share a room? You know, how many floors were there? All, you know, questions that maybe the grandparent wouldn't typically talk about.
Yeah.
But it's kind of digging into the cool details, the details that kids actually want to hear, like maybe about what you wore or what type of, what was the fashion or what was your favorite color or things like that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Anything else about tips or guidance for someone who's like, they're sold. We've sold them today. They're ready to help their kids connect. I mean, what if, like, we're saying we're bought in and we're communicating this. What if you get real pushback from your kids or?
Oh, that is just, I think you actually should expect pushback because that's just kind of normal sometimes. I tell parents that this is kind of like the idea of veggies and piano lessons. This is something that's good for them. They might not realize it till they're older. It's something that I haven't always realized till I'm older. But what I do for my kids, I have incentives. I mean, I don't know if you believe in incentives and prizes, but I totally did that. My kids in the beginning, they're like, oh, not that again. And so I told them, you know, you get 10 minutes of electronic time when you finish each mission. And it was so hilarious. Once I did that, they were like, when are we going to see Mama again? When are we going to, you know, I just need to finish this operation. I mean, I gave a dollar to my son for each mission. And in my kit, it's a digital kit. I do have it sometimes where I sell it as a box, but in the digital kit, there are prize suggestions. So I have a coupon that you can, like a printable coupon that the grandparent can even initiate this if they are going to babysit or they are going to spend time like a vacation with the grandkids, then they can use it as a way to connect too. So I think that sometimes we just need to push our kids a little bit. And sometimes that involves food. Sometimes that involves prizes.
Do you ever think it's a good idea for us to coach the grandparents?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what would that coaching look like? Like we just said, when they ask all those questions, the kids shut down.
Yeah. I think it is more of being the connector and the playmaker. So in the same way that I often will tell my kids, they'll be talking about something, let's say they're talking about clothes, and I might say something like, did you know Papa, which is grandma, their grandma on my side, did you know Papa used to sew her own clothes? And so I prompt them by talking about certain things. So I think with the grandparents, I do that too, because there are often times where grandparents are going to look at the grandkids and say, I can't believe they're doing that. This, when I was growing up, we never did that. And this is so rude, or they're just, you know, this generation, right? Yeah. And so I try to add in things when I'm talking to, you know, if you were talking to a grandparent, talk about your kids and brag about them. Did you know that she did her chores without even asking? Did you know that he brings up the trash every day? And that is a way to help them to see other parts of them, because they're looking at them. And maybe if the grandparents only see them during the holidays, they're watching them scroll on their phone the whole time. And they're like, they don't even know to talk to people. She didn't even say hello to me. So I think as a parent, it really does take us kind of bridging the gap. Mm-hmm. If that, you know, sometimes it happens naturally, but oftentimes I think it doesn't. They speak a different language. So I think, you know, bragging on your kids, but also bragging on the grandparents is really something that can help them kind of understand the other side a little more.
See that they're more the same than they are different, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's a good tip. Well, y'all, I think this is a great resource. With your value of wrinkles, I see you have a parenthetical that says, learn about it in 2 minutes.
Oh, so that is about my book. That's a 2-minute video that you can go onto YouTube and you can learn about my book. But I have the Grandkid Investigator Kit, where I have a free mission that grandparents and parents can grab for free. So if you went to valueofwrinkles.com/free mission, you can get a free mission from the kit. So you can try it out. Yeah.
Yeah. See if it's a match for your family.
I think it's great if you bring it along, even if you had like family dinners, and if family dinners are kind of dry sometimes, do it as a family. We're going to do one mission today. That's all. Then we'll have dessert.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. It's actually pretty amazing. I know I created it, but I have been blessed by it myself.
It's those intentional things that we are thankful for people like you to create them, because it does. It takes time to think of all the things and the questions, but for you to do it for us and then us to benefit, thank you.
Oh, I'm glad to do it.
Thank you. Well, Belle, it has been a delight to learn from you and to remind us of the gift of those who've gone before us, and to be a blessing and to be blessed. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, yeah. I am so thankful I was here, and it was just great to chat. Thank you.
Of course. Honored. So I was thinking about this episode this morning, and I was thinking about the Old Testament and how it shares the cycle that the Israelites walk through, where they start to unbelieve and forget about God, and then they find themselves in trouble and they cry out and God rescues them, and they just keep going through that cycle. And I remember reading it once and thinking it was like 2 generations or 3 generations had passed and they'd lost the faith. They'd forgotten to tell their kids, their grandkids, about the one, the Yahweh, who rescued them and who's present with them and who had done all these miracles for the Israelites. And it struck me, I was like, how is that possible? How can one generation not tell the next about what God, who God is and what he's done? And I don't know. I think that we could end up there right now. I'm seeing that. And especially, I know that not all parents are safe. And we did that episode before. And I know you may not exactly resonate with your parents' faith. I totally get that. But I do think there's value in the comfort if you do have believing parents or grandparents, for your kids to connect with them and allow those grandparents to speak truth into your kids. I'm super, super blessed. My mom and my in-laws are all believers and are very good about speaking about their faith to my kids. My mom actually sends a text to each of my boys with a verses and a little devotional. And I don't take that for granted. And I think that the stronger relationship that they have with grandparents of faith, the more likely that that faith does get passed on. Anyway, I was just thinking about that today. And how do we not just connect and maintain and bless the generations that have gone before us, but that how integrated that is with faith. And anywho, I just leave that with you. It came to mind. So I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to pray for these relationships and for guidance. Lord, you created families and they can be complicated. And I pray over each person who's listening who is grieved in any way about expectations they have for who they wish their parents to be and who they are, and even their grandparents, and maybe a grief over the loss of grandparents who've gone too soon. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom to know who in our path, whether it's someone we're biologically related to or someone from a generation before that we could be a blessing to and be blessed by and continue ongoing relationship with, that you would bring those people to mind, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you would empower us to figure out ways to just be intentional in fostering those connections. Thank you for Isabel and her work and her going first and doing a lot of that work for us. And so I pray, Lord, for these relationships. I pray for intergenerational healing and growth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, y'all, for listening. I will meet you back here next week. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Don't Mom Alone podcast. If you're wanting to connect with more people and more resources to help remind you that you're not alone, head over to don'tmomalone.com. That's where you'll also find show notes with any links mentioned by our guests. Most importantly, I want you to know the good news, the great news that you're not alone because God has promised to always be with you. With faith in Jesus Christ, the one who died for you and rose again, Jesus said when he left, he was going to leave a helper, a comforter, to be with us. God in us. Moms, that's superpower. So while you're washing dishes at your kitchen sink, while you're driving to and from work, while you're feeding that baby late into the night, while you're cleaning sticky floors, God promises to be just as present with you as when you're worshiping in a church pew. As it says in Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. Now that's good news. Have a great day.